African leaders recently came together at the Africa Climate Summit in Kenya to talk about climate change. They released a joint declaration called the Nairobi Declaration, which proposes a global carbon tax regime. This means that they want countries all over the world to agree to a tax on carbon emissions. The African leaders hope to use this declaration as a starting point for negotiations at a big climate summit happening in November. The summit focused on finding ways to get money to help Africa deal with extreme weather, protect natural resources, and develop renewable energy. Africa is one of the continents most affected by climate change, but it only gets about 12% of the money it needs to deal with the problem. The Nairobi Declaration asks world leaders to support the idea of a global carbon tax regime. This would include taxing fossil fuels, as well as taxing the trade of fossil fuels, shipping, and aviation. It also suggests the possibility of a global tax on financial transactions. A human rights activist named Graca Michel said that the declaration is a big step forward. She emphasized that Africa doesn't just want help, but also wants to offer opportunities for investment and solutions. The declaration argues that these measures would make sure that there is enough money for projects related to climate change, and that taxes won't be influenced by politics. Right now, there are about 24 countries that have a carbon tax. But the idea of a global carbon tax hasn't been very popular. In the past, there have been proposals for a financial transaction tax in the European Union to help the environment, but not everyone agreed. Some people think that carbon credits, which let polluters pay for green projects to offset their emissions, are just an excuse for big polluters to keep polluting. The Africa Climate Summit also faced criticism for not focusing enough on helping Africans deal with extreme weather. Some people protested against Africa's plan to sell carbon credits to other countries. Even though there are challenges, the Africa Climate Summit did see commitments of $23 billion for green projects. This money came from governments, banks, investors, and philanthropists from around the world. But African leaders know that this is just the beginning. They say that more needs to be done to get the money and support that Africa needs to deal with climate change. The summit showed that there is an urgent need for more money and help to deal with the effects of climate change in Africa.